Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The drive is live.
The drive is live, and it is good to be back in the building. It took a few days. Ooh, I forgot about the
We gave you a new nickname while you were gone.
What was that?
Headshot Ron. And we allowed everybody out there, we made it very clear, we're talking about pictures. We're talking about the headshots you see.
Now we allowed the
listeners bang, bang, to take that headshot wherever they wanted to take it. Take it and run with it. And I was on the road, so I didn't see the text line. So that'll be all news to us.
Yeah. The headshot. You know, I can do a selfie now. Give me a good background back there.
Yeah,
I can do a selfie.
You were pretty safe because Chris Pardee, he was not real comfortable with really hammering down. Me and Tyler did it long distance. The last one, man, it was like your giver rip was out the window. Hat was backwards, kind of crooked.
Was it?
The glasses were on. The look on your face is like, I don't give a damn. The first two or three was like, yeah, I'm sexy. I feel like you just licked your lips. And then that last one was like, hey, I don't. You're on the beach drinking one of them pink drinks.
I had, man.
Is that my boy Ron?
I don't give two rips.
I had, man. Got up there and called that. You know, you're on one of those trips, man. Hey, man, just go ahead and charge it to the room.
Oh, yeah.
What's your room number? 313, baby. Go ahead. Well, we got up there and paid that tab. Got up there and paid that room off.
There's a charge. Good weekend.
The charges, damn. Hey, you know they try to get you. Hey, man, I didn't know the prices on stuff over there was what it was.
Were they expensive?
We tried to be smart about it.
Aruba, by the way,
we went to Aruba, by the way, and we will get to our guy, potentially the next Texan, Nick Chubb. Please don't be nasty with that man's last name, guys.
You know,
we got a Woody and a Chubb in the building.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in that backfield.
And the potential of getting this news on a Monday, let me tell you.
A nasty-ass joke. So, but no, man, we get out there. We're like, hey, let's do this thing right, man. Let's go up to this. Let's find this grocery store. Let's get the liquor store. You know what I mean? And shout out to my friend White Justin. We was on it. Like, we're gonna try to keep this thing right. White Justin, because there's another Black Justin on the trip. So they Justin and Justin. So we White Justin, Black Justin. And he was like, yeah, man, I've been on a strict diet leading into this. He was like, yeah, let's go get some snacks and let's get liquor right here, save on a little bit. I went in there. I was going, what's that? What's the Rocks tequila?
Terramana.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I've been sipping on that a little bit. I walked in there. I bought a bottle of that the week before I left for about $33. I walked into this grocery store that had the liquor store in it. That thing was $79.
The tequila was?
Yes, the same bottle. Like Tito's. Like a regular bottle of Tito's was like $79.
Woo! Love that money.
Golly.
Slid down to that Absolute, man. You know me. Hey, I had to go down as far as I could get to. Slid to that Absolute. That was still $39 for a regular. It was crazy.
Beer's expensive over there too, isn't it? Well, yeah, it's all expensive unless it's golly, I don't think it was Aruba. I can't remember. My neighbors went somewhere like that, and everything except for whatever I want to say it was like Red Stripe was the most reasonably priced drink because they could get it easier there.
It just seemed like it in all, like when you went and bought it in bulk or when you bought it like that, it was, I mean, it was expensive. I couldn't believe that, man. Shoot, man, it was crazy. That's it. And hey, Tyler, they had that Blanton's over there, $5.19.
Woo. Yeah, I mean,
519, and I'm just
that Blanton's price tag here is bad.
All them tequilas you be drinking, that one, what's the one with the white and the
ceramic white and blue?
Yeah, that thing was like $700.
Rosé Azul, yeah.
I was like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah, we could have we take a bag over next time and sell it over there.
Yeah, I almost hit up Wade, said, hey man, they got you a white Hennessy over here that I forgot to get you. Get it. But no, man, it was a good time, man. I just couldn't believe how much them costs was. But no, man, a good time, man. Get out there.
Glad you had a good time, man. You look tan. You look refreshed. You look ready to go.
stay with my little jewelry. I think that was. I felt like that was the thing that really popped it off. In my little.
You don't have it on.
I ain't got it on, man. I had to keep it down, man.
You don't wear it every day.
Yeah. Someone texted and said that gas is high over there, man. This broad at that, I had to go in to pay. You know, I can't. You just can't pay at the pump.
Right.
Like, yeah, I had to go in to pay. We had to fill that thing up, fill that rental car before we got in there. Told her, I said, yeah, let me go ahead and get 15 on 8. She handed me the receipt. I came back and I'm looking, and we had shot past $15 when that thing is pumping. I said, what the hell? I looked down, $25.50. How the hell did you? They don't even sound the same. I said, 15 on 8. She said, okay, $25.50. What the hell?
You must have been talking fast.
I must have, but nah, man. Good time. All right, what we thinking about Nick Chubb? This thing ain't official yet. Multiple reports are out. Ian Rappaport earlier, Browns free agent running back Nick Chubb, one of the most decorated players available, is expected to sign with the Texans today if the physical goes well. We know last year he had the broken foot last year, but he also the year before had the catastrophic knee injury, very similar to Tank Dell. 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, you know the deal. It ain't been that long. What you thinking about this? How you feeling about adding Nick Chubb to this running back room that already includes Joe Mixon, who was a Pro Bowler last year, Damian Pierce, Dare Ogunbowale, and then the young man they moved up to go get in the fourth round, Woody Marks. How are we feeling about this move?
Well, can we start with just, because we don't know if it's official yet.
No, it's not.
But that's not going to stop us from talking about the player as well. But can we just start with, as a fan of the Texans, we always talk about, at least on this show we do, I want my team to move in a certain way. It's easy after Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud came along and after you win 10 games 2 years in a row and, boy, it's easy to just all of a sudden go, man, yeah, we're gonna jump up. Boy, the next step is AFC Championship and Super Bowl, and a lot of that may be even reaching when you look back and you look at the struggles of the Texans last year and what really held them back and how difficult they're going to be to fix. But you like your team to move in a certain way. Let's not just talk about getting beyond 10 wins. Let's not just talk about AFC Championship or Super Bowl. Let's not just talk about taking advantage of C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson's rookie contract. Let's make moves that scream, we are ready to take the next step. We're a team that's locked and loaded and ready to weather an 18-week season and the playoffs and get to the end game being the Super Bowl. This, to me, with the Houston Texans, I've said it a million times, they need to address their running back room in a big, big way. You can't have a second running back on the depth chart that you don't trust to even play. You can't have a third down back on the depth chart that has to play only because you trust him, but he's not a chance. He didn't have a chance in hell of making a play in the offense, being an explosive weapon. That you cannot expect people to take you serious if those are your options beyond Joe Mixon, right? You just cannot expect anybody to take you serious. The talk is cheap. This is one of those moves for me. First and foremost, Ron, I look at what it means about the Texans. The Texans are dead serious about filling voids offensively. It's going to give them the best chance to fix the problems from last year, as well as add weapons to the offense that I believe will give him a chance to compete, at least in theory.
And you think Nick Chubb move, if this happens, which seems like
I think
it possibly will, I think it means that for you.
It could. I mean, what I'm talking about right now, though, is this move or even the effort. You go out, you move up in the draft, you get aggressive to take Woody Marks. You then turn around and Nick Chubb is viewed as the best free agent available right now, damn sure the best running back free agent available, and you go get him. Now, look, it's a risk with coming off an injury like he had, the knee and then the foot right after that. It's a risk, but to me, you at the very least get you a good number two running back that you can absolutely trust. And to me, it's more about how the Texans have addressed, including this move, have addressed the running back room. It's hard for me to take you serious. Oh, we're going to run the football downhill. We want to be able to run the ball. We want to establish a run. No, you don't. No, you don't. You not with the guys that you don't even trust. Right now, they've drafted one aggressively, and now they've gone out and got the best running back that free agent running back that's on the market. I like those moves in theory for my football team to be making if we're really supposed to take them serious about taking that next step.
And again, Tyler will come through at any moment whenever that becomes official.
Yeah.
If it does become official, Tyler will come rolling through at any moment to get that across to you all. So stay tuned right here on Sports Radio 610 The Drive. We'll let you know about that. I am really intrigued, fellas, about... Like, we can do this dance all we want, and people are sending text in about what they think Nick Chubb could mean for it or what we think he could mean for it. I am really intrigued to see what the Texans' plans are for Nick Chubb, right? Like, when you make certain moves, there's something you envision, right?
Yeah.
Like, D'Amico has envisioned EJ Speed for something, right? Like, to view him, or this is how we want to use him.
CJ
right?
Gardner
like,
Johnson.
Gardner Johnson. This, we're bringing him in. This is how we want to use this. Because Nick Chubb's resume doesn't say number two back. Yeah. Right? He's coming off injury, obviously age and stuff. But it is a wonder, like, do they view him like, all right, man, we want to use him as, like, Joe Mixon is still our guy and our lead back. We're using him as somebody that gets 5 to 10 carries. Or are they in a different space of, like, he's going to be, like, equal? Or is there a space of, hey, man, this is full-out competition, and that he could theoretically take over the number one spot? I am just really curious and intrigued, and maybe we see some stuff even as early as mandatory minicamp next week, but I'm really intrigued to see their vision of how they see Nick Chubb being used.
I mean, I wonder what the vision and what's been communicated, because you look at Nick Chubb, it's thought to be a 1 year deal, a prove it deal. If he stays healthy and contributes, then next year he could make a little bit of money, especially with this resurgence of the running back room, if you will. So it is interesting what the dynamic is. I do wonder, can you sell to Joe Mixon that let's look at Detroit. Right. It used to be San Francisco, you know, two, three running backs getting run, and you're just pounding. And then Miami used to be the same way. Now with Christian McCaffrey in San Francisco, it's like, well, he's getting the bulk of the carries. So let's look at Detroit, where they've got a two-headed monster that shares the load, and both of those guys can really do both. Now I know they're thunder, lightning, and if they're healthy together, but to me, it's got to be that, right? You got to sell to Joe Mixon that this is a 1-2 punch, 1A, 1B type of approach, and that's what you're hoping for. At the very least, if you get a Nick Chubb that, hey, just ain't the same dude because of the knee, if you get that guy, then I think you got at least a solid number two back that you can trust in critical situations. They didn't have that last year. So to me, this is a win for the Texans no matter what.
Yeah, I just say, you look at the signing, and, you know, there's some signings you can look at and say, all right, we see what that is. Going to be a backup. When they signed Woody Marks, like, this is going to be a third down back guy that's going to be a pass catcher. Nick Chubb, dude, you don't quite know. Like, Nick Chubb, if he's healthy, I mean, Nick Chubb's been the better back. If he's healthy, And you know, and you know, they push and preach the competition thing, so that may be, you know, what it is there. So,
well, you want to talk about the ability, if Nick Chubb is healthy, if you get the best version of Nick Chubb, you want to talk about the ability to pound defenses. Yeah, I mean, have two running backs that are super physical that can get it downhill. Boy, that could get nasty. Now we'll see what Nick Chubb. We'll see if they get the deal done. Number one, and number two, we'll see. It what Nick Chubb you get. But either way it goes, that's why I wanted to start there, Ron, because for me, I don't want to look back and say, oh, well, what if this happened? No, look, I mean, the Texans, they've got Joe Mixon, they've got Woody Marks, they got Damian Pierce, they got Dari Agunbowale. Obviously, they're not happy with that. They need yeah. another caliber running back behind Joe Mixon or with Joe Mixon, right? And right now, the best available is Nick Chubb. It's obviously a gamble. I just love the fact that the squad views it that way. There's nothing more frustrating to me than, oh, we're going to go into the season and Dari's going to be our third down back. We're going to hope that Woody Marks can grasp all this, and if not, we'll just have Damian Pierce as our backup running back. Yeah. Well, you showed us how you feel about that, right? That can't be the plan going in. Yeah. We'll see.
Text line coming through. Chubb is the equivalent of a baseball invite to training camp. I don't agree with that. If he is on this team, I don't agree that, hey, just a flyer. I think if he makes this team, he's going to be on. If they sign him, he's going to be on the team, and going to have.
Especially
a
role. If he's passing up better money elsewhere. I got to believe there's probably some guaranteed money here. I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I don't.
Boy, I hope not. You're talking about take the wind out of my sails.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, well, you know, those guys make the roster or not. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think it's that. All right, coming up as we continue. That's not the only Texans news. We'll tell you the latest on that. And we got to talk about these damn Astros, because the Astros were, I think, a half game back when I left. And now they 2.5 games up mm-hmm. on Seattle in the West. So the surging Astros, we'll talk about that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, The Drive is back. I heard a lot of this style of music over the past week. Tyler said, as soon as we got to break in our ear, there's another additional report to this Nick Chubb situation with the Texans from Diana Rossini.
Yes, sir. The lovely Diana Rossini, just 5 minutes ago when we were in that break, she reports that running back Nick Chubb has passed his Texans physical, per source.
All right, so that was the big thing hurdle we've been looking at. It was the Texans are expected to sign Nick Chubb on a one-year deal pending his physical.
Well, I went back and watched some videos, not of him running in Cleveland, but the workouts he's been doing recently. He literally is working out jumping hurdles, and when he gets done, just to show off, he gets done with a row of hurdles and jumps and puts his forehead through the roof.
That's what he's doing. That was the one I was seeing jumping consecutively jumping over him.
Well, that's one thing, and I know we're going to go somewhere else here, Ron, but that's one thing to me that really gives me hope with Nick Chubb is like that's not your normal lower half on a human being, or that's not your normal lower half on an NFL running back. Like that dude, this dude is in from jump has been a freak of nature. So when it comes to the ability to, not lose muscle mass and not lose strength and not lose stability that allows you to recover from injuries and allows you to, I mean, really reconstruct your knee kind of deal. If anybody can do it, it's guys with legs like Nick Chubb's and Saquon Barkley and guys like that that have just just a freakish lower half, even for compared to the other guys that are in the NFL. So that's another part of it that may, from a doctor may be listening going, what the hell is this guy talking about? But for me personally, I look at the strength in this guy's legs, man, and just think that's got to give you a better chance to recover and return from what he's been through.
Yeah, and he's been through, and that's the only part is, is he going to lose anything from having multiple knee injuries? I think he had one at Georgia, too.
Yep.
Obviously, that devastating one with the Browns. He's had some injury things. By the way, they snuck past. I always thought Sony Michel was going to be the better one between those two. I don't know. When they were at Georgia together, that 1-2 punch. But Nick Chubb was one of the best backs in football for quite some time. Before we get to the surging Astros, I did want to pass this along. The Texans, as they've worked out Nick Chubb, and we're waiting to hear that confirmed that he's going to be the next member of the Texans. They also worked out former first-round pick, the corner, Damon Arnett from Ohio State. He was a first-round pick with the Raiders. And shout-out to Aaron Wilson, who has really been on this story as he was playing with the Houston Roughnecks and started to kind of build himself back. If you remember, he had some interesting, very serious things that kind of kept him and cut his NFL run short the first time. He had the issue of the video showing him making threats while carrying a gun and was released by the Raiders. He was signed by the Chiefs in 21, but was released shortly after in the wake of arrests and charges that included assault. So he has had some issues. He said he's completely cleaned himself up at this point, but he is somebody the Texans are working out, which makes a lot of sense. The last day I left, Ronald Darby had decided to retire. So they could be looking for somebody to fill that void. And this is a former first-round pick that's had some baggage but is trying to turn things around.
Yeah, I mean, if I remember correctly, that it seemed like he couldn't get the guns out of his life. It seemed like there was always videos and pictures surfacing on social media and all that. And then there was obviously some other things that got him completely removed from the league. But hopefully that's cleaned up. And I am always about, taking these kind of flyers on players. Now, not necessarily when you're a team that is in the middle of a rebuild and you're trying to get that foundation built, you're trying to get that culture built, you're trying to set that standard. Not necessarily in that phase, but I think when you look at what D'Amico Ryans and Nick Cassero have built here, there's not one man of any kind coming in and tearing this thing down and becoming a cancer. I got to believe that if any team out there is ready to maybe handle a player that's got a little bit of a checkered past, I would think the Texans are in that position. One, you don't need them on the field, right? You can cut bait at any point in time. two, the support structure around these players is one of the best of the best. So I'm always here for that if they do end up making a move.
This is a different time from when I know I first started here, and Hill, you were a year before me. So when you first started here, that they are even entertaining players like this. This is a different time. Well, and to the point you made, this locker room can handle a player like this, or as we know, D'Amico just go ahead and get rid of
him. Yeah, get him up out of here. Yeah, there's. Like, I mean, I don't see anybody. Come on, we made this point last week, Ronnie. I think you were out, but like I told the morning guys, I went on with Payne and Pendergast one morning last week, and it's time that we start talking about Kamari Lassiter in the same vein from a leadership perspective as Will Anderson. I mean, it is. He's made comments about it. I've heard D'Amico Rines literally as soon as he says, if you want to figure out the Texans' way of doing things, hang out, come to Houston and hang out with Will Anderson and Kamari Lassiter. Like D'Amico's adding that to the list. And so then the other guy in that room is Derek Stingley Jr. You're not influencing him one way or another. So that room and this team.
Gardner Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy Ward, like this team, I think, is ready to take, quote unquote, that level of risk with a player. Because you get a guy like that who, if he does indeed, which it's not crazy for a player that's in that kind of trouble doing that kind of stupid stuff to get it all taken away from him, grow up in a year or two, and realize, man, hey, I got a team that just worked me out. It's got one of the best defense, if not the best defensive play caller in the game, and this system just continue to play well in this system. If I'm ever going to get back in the league, this is the time. So it wouldn't be crazy if that guy flipped over a new leaf and is a grown up a little bit and could.
Well, hell, Clint, also, this is it, Jack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He don't care who it is.
Yeah.
That signing. He's playing for the Houston Roughnecks right now. This is it if this doesn't work out. And this is big for him because there's not a potential role there available.
Yeah.
Right. This isn't even this to me, as someone said earlier, this would feel more of a, hey, man, just a spring training invite to see what you have. It may be a little of that, but the Ronald Darby role needs to be filled.
Yeah.
Right. There's a role there for Will Arnett to fill. And if he plays his cards right, he could potentially be a third or fourth corner on this team. Because after Kamari Lassiter and after Derek Stingley, you start to move into, you know, some of the gentlemen that they had to run out there last year and they struggled when Kamari got hurt. So
by the way, it's Damon Arnett, not Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
Only reason I correct
the
you,
actor is what I went with. That's SNL, Will Arnett.
That's why I circle back to it. I said I'm gonna guess Will Arnett is somebody that you watched in a movie or something.
He's an actor.
There you go.
He is an actor.
Will Arnett. Yeah.
See in the Scream movies?
Shout out to you, Izzy. Yeah, Damian. No, Will. Will is the actor. Did I say Damian earlier?
You said it earlier.
Okay, all right.
You
said it right earlier. I just got to rolling it. So I guess for me, when I hear Arnett, Will is the fallback name that I go with. All right. Will Arnett. Shout out to him. All right. Didn't know he's going to be on the program today. All right, coming up as we continue here, we will. We got to get to the Red Hot Astros and the move we talked about finally happened, and what does this mean for the Texans with Aaron Rodgers' new home? We'll discuss all of that.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Coming up next,
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. I was just about to text after you said Will Arnett was married to Amy Poehler. I don't think this is the same Arnett. Yeah. I did not know they were married. That's new. I knew they had a little something going. I didn't know they were. I didn't know they were married.
Who's he married to?
Says Amy Poehler is what the texter said.
I know back in the '90s, him and what's her name, the girl who played Monica on Friends, they were married.
Really,
for
Courtney
a bit.
Cox, huh?
Yeah, because the credits on Friends for like a couple of seasons said Courtney Arnett.
Well, I think we're talking about somebody else different.
No,
no.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's not Arnett either, is it?
You're thinking about Arquette.
Arquette, oh, yeah. David. Yeah.
Damn, look at Dirty Arquette. Red with the cultural reference.
I did not. That is an upset. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's Arquette.
Well done.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Wow. No problem. Wow. One for the month. There you go.
My goodness.
Is it David Arquette? Yeah. What was the...
That's it.
He was the... he won the...
Damn.
That was when... someone else texted Champ Slice. That's Arquette. We're all over the place.
We're mixing up some fellas. It's
all right. It's all right. That was when WCW died, when they let him win the world championship.
That's right. I forgot about that.
They let him win the world title. It was that stupid wrestling movie. Yep. Former. Yeah, I got you, Izzy. I'm already ahead of you. All right. What about, when I leave, the Astros, they have been playing good baseball, but when they were still kind of going back and forth, tied half game back of Seattle, and now they have rolled through, won a good series against a good Cleveland team over the weekend. I know they lost yesterday, but one of those first two games against a good Cleveland team, and Clint, now they're up 2.5 in the West. They got the third best record in the American League. I think what 10 of 14 here. They have won. And they're doing this without Yordan. I mean, Christian Walker still hasn't come to play the way you would want him to play. You were hoping that he would play when you signed him. But they are rolling. Jeremy Pena continues his thing. He went 0 for 4 and was still hitting 317, which means he's been getting it in. So shout out to the surging Astros and the captain, Joe Espada. At some point, Clint Sterner is going to have to give Joe his flowers. But Joe Espada holding this thing together without his best players again. Come on, Tyler, stop. Don't shake your head.
No, I love a couple series wins on the road for the Stros, but I still think it's a bit early to be calling him Captain Joe Espada.
It's the captain. He's holding it together. He's holding it together.
He could earn that name as time progresses.
He's earned it. F you.
Did you see the Dusty report?
Oh, yeah, we talked a little bit about old Dusty Baker while you were gone.
I'll tell you what, I wasn't keeping up with Dusty. What was the Dusty Baker?
Dusty was interviewed in a book and said he went against the wishes of the operations department. Was it operations? Basically didn't do what the team told him to do and put Jeremy Peen in the two-hole. Left Martin Maldonado as a starting catcher. And the year he stuck with – I was talking about the year they won the World Series. And he stuck with Yuli Gurriel and ended up paying off.
I'm from a different generation.
You think Joe's bucking that system and making them calls now? They got Dusty up out of here.
I'm not saying it's a team effort. I'm not saying it's not a team effort, but Joe's got to be a part of it.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. It's hard for this is absolutely one of those runs. No Yordan. He's managing Lance coming back, obviously, which has been tremendous. I don't know why you'd have your one of your starting pitchers in left field playing long toss while the other team's taking BP.
And in fairness, a lot of like everybody else,
a lot of them do it. A lot of them do. this is a more, there's a lot of moving pieces. Also, when you were gone, there was an article that Chandler Rome, I believe, dropped, and it was talking about the Altuve experiment, which is
that is working out.
Well, yeah, I mean, the way that they couched it, the way that the organization couches it, it's a really, really good move, and the way that they continue to kind of shuffle the deck, depending on where they're playing, is really, really crafty, man. It's hard for me not to give them credit. And now whoever they is, them is, I guess. But yeah, I mean, look, it's been impressive the way they've shuffled that thing this year.
Yeah, and to me, it's always and I look at Joe and obviously I have a little fun with the captain thing, but I look at Joe and Dana and all of that. Like to me, it's got to be something more to it, and I think the Astros winning culture is a part of it, and that was built, with AJ.
But Ron, that's a great point, man. Where I got to open, there's something about in the clubhouse, keeping those guys all together and keeping them, I mean, with these young dudes that just keep showing up and keep showing out to keep, whether it's everything light in the clubhouse to where it's not that big of a deal, and it's MLB baseball, but just go up there and do what you've always done as a kid. Whatever he's doing in that clubhouse, he's got a lot of young dudes
that are performing at a high level. They keep losing guys that were from that. Like, he's lost another two, and Bregman and Tucker and Presley this year. Like, he keeps losing, and they still seem to have whatever it is. I mean, you've been hard-pressed to tell me, all right, man, so Yordan's not going to really play. And the time he does play, he's not going to be real good. And we're just going to – well, you could have told me they might mishandle an injury. So that one's not shocking. But you could tell me that he's going to be out. Christian Walker's going to be sitting here hitting 207 and still fighting it. You know, Altuve's been up and down, not like carrying you when you think there's no Yordan, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to lose multiple pitchers to ACLs or to UCLs before we even hit July. Like, and they are still, somehow running this division. Just the Yankees and the Tigers have better records in the American League. So, this is dude's got it rolling. And this Jake Meyer thing's continuing. Jake and Jeremy Peña, my God.
Well, look, they're rolling, but I got to – clearly you were in Aruba and you didn't see this one. Tyler, did you see Dubon in left field?
What day was that?
It was the first inning of. It had to be Friday.
I'm telling you right now.
I don't think I did.
Hey, I was blasted.
Two different Cleveland Guardians in the first inning. Hit balls off the wall and tried to stretch it into a double.
And he threw them out.
Hosed them.
Hey.
One of them, Ron, he's damn near standing on a warning track. The ball bounces off the wall and he plays it off the wall like flies line driving and he catches it and this is one of them like.
Well, they lucky I'm right here.
Well, my only point in pointing that out is. Like you can't have that on the bench in playoff time. You can't have that, or you can't have that any like that. That's got to be in the like somewhere where you need that level of an arm, and it can keep like literally twice in the first inning, bang bang, against Cleveland, kept guys out of scoring.
So you're saying you think he does have a difference of an arm than Jake?
I'm thinking absolutely, and I'm thinking that Cleveland thought Altuve was out there. Their scouting report was out there.
On the
we're gonna stretch this thing.
Run on them.
But that's especially in this outfield when you again Jake can get to some balls that maybe some other guys can't with that jump and speed. But the arm strength is there's nobody you can throw out there, not named Yordan, that has that arm strength. And then Dubon does that, and you're like, wow, that's a different animal.
They're rolling here. So shout out to the Astros as they continue. We'll talk a little bit more on this later, but I just want to get your thoughts. I don't know how much Friday you all talked about Rodgers finally making the move with the Steelers.
Thursday was when it popped for us.
Yeah. Finally making the move. And I wondered what was the conversation in terms of the Texans. Do you think this affects the Texans at all? Like, do you look at Pittsburgh and think to yourself, Well, I don't know now.
I don't think it affects the Texans. I mean, if it does, it would be in the playoffs, obviously.
I think they're similar teams. I think both teams have really pretty good defenses. I think the Texans probably have a bit of a better defense. There's got some weapons, DK, Nico. Yeah. There's some things.
I think
CJ's right now in a just a better quarterback than Aaron right now.
Yeah, look, I think it's more about like just the AFC just got significantly better. I mean, you got a team that's got a really good defense, it's got a winning tradition, that just got a quarterback that has the potential. I don't know what he's going to do, but has the potential to play at a Pro Bowl level. Let's not say MVP. I'm not crazy to go MVP level, but at a Pro Bowl level. If he can stay healthy, I mean, hell, we got guys getting the Pro Bowl. Mac Jones got a Pro Bowl. So I know it's not saying a ton, but you got
Russell did.
You got that level of quarterback in Pittsburgh now. It changes the landscape of the AFC, I think, a bit.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, you're going from Mason Rudolph with that team to Aaron Rodgers. Now, I just like both of those teams, the Texans and the Steelers, finished with the same record last year. Both were 10-7, and kind of had a similar year.
Yeah.
And I think most would believe Aaron is an upgrade over the combination of Fields and Russell Wilson. Now, they do lose George Pickens, but they have DK Metcalf. Some thoughts. I just think, to me, the two big differences between the teams are I think they're both well-coached. I think they both have coaches that are good defensive coaches that can get their system and how they want the locker room to run well. I just think right now, I'd say I probably trust CJ more at the quarterback position than I do Aaron, especially Aaron going through a whole new system.
I think that's
the big difference.
To me, CJ has reached a level of quarterback for me where it's just about the pieces around him being right. I mean, the play caller is so critical. You know, the thing when you start comparing quarterbacks, for me, if we're talking about like what's really going to happen when rubber meets the road, it's got to be about Arthur Smith, DK Metcalf, and Aaron Rodgers, right? It's got to be about the whole group, and that's where CJ gets dinged in these kind of conversations. For me, is it was Bobby Slowick, and now it's Nick Caley. And I'm not being negative about those guys or disrespecting those. I'm just, the reality of it is we don't know what the hell we're going to get from them. Nobody knows. So it is one of those where if you're just matching quarterback skill for skill, we're going to go have a quarterback competition. Yeah, I mean, CJ's up there with the best of them. But the supporting cast, unfortunately, has not worked out for in CJ's favor of late.
All right, coming up, speaking of CJ, something I thought might have been over is potentially maybe still not over yet when I left. Mandatory minicamp starts up tomorrow. So this is now even closer from OTAs getting real serious, where we should have everybody. Everybody that wasn't at OTAs should be there tomorrow. We got to discuss that and the big thing that we're watching. Will CJ Stroud be throwing tomorrow at Mandatory Minicamp? We'll do that coming up next.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.